Good Wednesday. Good afternoon. And wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for understanding that even on Wednesday, there are those that are, you know, someone has to be. In case you're a Home Run or Eagle FM, a huge fan, and you're wondering yesterday, okay, hang on a second, tomorrow is Wednesday. Who's going to be there to keep us up to date with what's going on in Namibia and in the, you know, SADC region or on the African continent or basically the world at large? Well, don't worry, I'm still here. And I say I am because, well, this is Helmed and Dwight in absentia once again. This wonderful, I mean, it's a Friday, it's a long weekend. So the roads are busy, and from what I've already, well, learned from just social media and established media alone, is we're just looking at one disaster after another, and that's not good. So just drive safe, and just let accidents be accidents. If it's preventable, let's just do anything in your power. You know, as a driver, make sure anything you are doing anything in your power to make sure that you yourself and your passengers and you know, your fellow motorists are well in a safe public road, because the pictures coming out of the coming out of, especially, you know, for some reason your social media is just going wild. Every time people come across a car accident, the first thing they do is update social media, which is a good thing, but some of the pictures are just a little too graphic. This just, like the one for yesterday, I think the one that took place, the side of, is it Luderitz? I'm not sure. The pictures were just too dark. Now, not too, this is some, okay, I can't speak for everyone, but I can just say for myself that I don't watch horror movie for a reason. And most of the scenes that are coming out of car accidents are horrifying. And this is not horrifying as in not, you know, something that shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be seen. It's just, that's why we, you know, advocates for safe driving or safe public roads is always advocate for preventing it. And of course, there's nothing we can do about, you know, accidents. Accidents are going to happen whether we like it or not. And sometimes, you know, fatalities are bound to happen. But if they are preventable, let's do anything in our power to make sure that we prevent them. Especially this time of, especially in times like this. And when I say in times of like this, I mean, you know, long weekends. Roads are busy, and I mean, we see this every festive season. Roads are busy, and while the frequency of car accidents and also, unfortunately, fatalities also tend to go up. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today, because today we're going to talk about a different kind of, okay, I know I started with that. Now, the thing is, when you look at, today we're going to be looking at the National Disaster Fund. Now, the National Disaster Fund is something that is basically needed for a country, and Namibia is no exception. And this is, every time we say the word disaster, it's more often easy to think of it in terms of natural disaster. Yes, we live in a world where, climate change and unpredictable weather patterns that are emanating from a climate change are a daily discussion. Hence, we have all the COP discussions, COP 21, 22, 29, and COP 30. The COPs are growing. The Conference of Parties, where they just, nations leaders globally, or at least those that are signatory to the climate change or energy transition movement. And this is a lot of countries, of which Namibia is one of them. So the climate is changing, and the climate does change from time to time, and there's nothing that we can do about it. It's just, just picture planet Earth undergoing, its own changes. It turns out it's, it happens. Now, there are a lot of reasons why it happens. If you are an if you are an astronomy lover like yours truly here, then you know something called a galactic year. This is basically how long it takes a planet Earth to make one complete revolution. One complete revolution around the, around the Milky Way. Now, if you have seen a picture of the Milky Way galaxy, then you know that, you know, there's a giant hole in the middle. They call it a black hole. And, this is actually where I don't like the pictures, of the solar system and, the solar system that's portrayed in geography books. Because they make everything look static. It's like you have, the sun at the center. And all these planets that are revolving, and the sun is basically standing still. Contrary to that picture, the sun is actually moving, and it's moving at a very high speed, and we are following. Forget the picture of the solar system you saw in your geography textbook. Every time that you think about the solar system, even our solar system, picture it as a convoy. Literally, picture it like that. Picture it as a convoy where the sun is the head of the convoy, is the first car in front of this convoy, and the rest of the planets are just following suit. Now, don't ask me where we are going, and I don't think there's anyone, even scientists, they have no clue where we're going. But the fact is, the Earth is moving, the sun is moving, and us on Earth, and as in all other planets, we're following the sun. And we are basically making one nice rotation around your Milky Way galaxy. And the galaxy itself is moving, and you have a bunch of galaxies that are, you know, converging together at a place called the Great Attractor. If you are not an astronomy history documentary, you know, nerd like yours truly here, let's just, come back to the National Disaster Fund. Now, the National Disaster Fund was established in 2012. What sorcery is this? Right. Established in 2012. Yeah. Got that one right. The National Disaster Fund was established in line with the Disaster Risk Management Act of 2012. Now, the idea behind the establishment of the National Disaster Fund is a very obvious one. Every country has national disaster mechanisms on how to deal with any type of disaster that falls on a nation. And this is like signing up for an insurance. It's not something that you are looking forward to, but you just want to make sure that when it happens, you know, you have some, you have plans on how to, you know, on how to navigate it. And we saw that actually during the COVID-19 pandemic, where how a lot of African countries were basically went in full panic mode. Was that going, oh my God, we don't have a thriving pharmaceutical industry. So where are we going to get pharmaceutical products or pharmaceutical products, aka medicine, to deal with this, doom, aka, COVID-19. So we basically had to go on a begging spree, and then that's an example of a natural disaster. There's nothing you can do about it, even though the Epstein file seems to be pointing somewhat of a very interesting picture, but we're not going to dive into that. But some disasters any country can actually prepare for, they are not all natural. Some of them are man-made, and we saw this again. We have an excellent source of reference. And that's the 2022 early days of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, irrespective of which side of the debate on the war was, but the impact of that war was felt the world over, And the Senegalese president Macky Sall, chairing the African Union at the time, had to, hop on a plane to fly to Moscow and sit across the very tiny table with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and go like, you know what, this whole blockade, yeah, well, we are We're hungry. Now, the thing is, a lot of us actually found out that the bread that we were eating was made out of wheat coming out of Eastern Europe. And that was a disaster on its own because of, again, that very painful word, dependency. Dependency. And at this point, the first question I started asking myself was, wheat is not even staple food to any African nation I know. But we have become so reliant on, it's wheat and potatoes. Because it turns out we eat a lot of chips. A whole lot of it. Especially this time of the month. If you show up at any eating establishment at this time of the day, oh boy, or any eating or drinking establishment these days, they are more like combined. So, it's not something that's rocket science. It's not something that's unheard of for a country to have a disaster dealing mechanism in place. And Namibia is one of those countries. And we have one in place. And we decided to have all this very wonderful act, constitute the whole thing. And so let's just look at it from, in descending order. Let's start looking at who is running the show. First of all, it's the Namibian government. Duh. Oh, okay. Point of correction. The Namibian people, then the Namibian government. And then in terms of the disaster discussion, we have the Disaster Risk Management Act of 2012, which then gave birth to the National Disaster Fund. Now, the reason behind the National Disaster Fund was, according to the disaster risk management, was to serve as a contingency fund and for the development of and promotion of disaster risk management in Namibia. And this is just in Namibia, and Namibia is part of SADC. Now, SADC itself is, as a region, is well aware of that. So in 1999, they decided to that's the part now that made me go like, hey, how the heck were we not prepared for this? Why the heck did we panic like crazy during the COVID-19 pandemic? It turns out in 1999, the SADC came together and implemented the SADC Regional Vulnerability Assessment. Vulnerability assessment, initiative where they would provide annually, they will look at what are the vulnerabilities, that are facing the region. From 1999, well, to be fair, COVID-19 caught everyone by surprise. Now, except apparently the Epstein, club. But the thing is, if you look at it, it's not that the disasters like COVID-19 popped up. It's how unprepared we were as a region and as a continent to deal with it. And that, again, heavily depends on, the answer of that is going to gravitate in the direction of dependency. The direction of dependency. And I'm just itching my ears and head at this point going, how did Zambia respond? How did Zambia respond? And they could actually when I say how did Zambia respond, because now I'm saying that because of the point that I made reference yesterday, that Zambia's due date to sign the America First Global Health Strategy to have access to billions of dollars in health funding for diseases like HIV, polio, and tuberculosis in exchange. And now all they had to do was to sign up a significant, very disturbingly significant level of access to their country's natural resources. Which is why they were dragging their feet. The due date was yesterday, and I still have no idea what they decided. Did they decide to go along with it, or did they decide to, to go with, use our resources to procure the medication we need from somewhere else, because this looks more like bulldozing than diplomacy. Now, Speaking of natural resources, before we come back to this, natural resources would be an excellent way to, to have a funding, to have funding in place, because funding is a very significant part of it. Because this National Disaster Fund a report that that you can easily just put your hands on. It's coming out of the wonderful Office of the Auditor General. Those guys produce just awesome reports. In my opinion, second only from the Office of Ombudsman. But the thing is, Ombudsman is guys are just not. Will only produce a report after if someone files a complaint against an SOE. Like, okay, just look in the recruitment process. That'd be awesome. But anyway, the report the report looks at the financial years, the report coming out of the Office of the Auditor General on the National Disaster Fund looks at financial years 2021 to 2023, and I said they're going but we're in 2026. Yeah, we are in 2026. And I thought it was just a Namibian thing of, putting out. Now, the report itself, though, is dated 2025. Yeah. Like, the reports. Everyone is addicted to things, like Hubley, crack, alcohol, etc. Dwight and Helmut are addicted to reports. We just can't have enough of them. Like, just produce as much as you can and make sure they are public and free, because I'm broke. Then, well, you're just going to be listening to them. Now, the Office of the Auditor General produced this report, and it's dated 2025, and it's based on 2021 to 2023 financial years. Just looking at the National Disaster Fund, how are we doing? How do we make our money? And how much assets do we have? And there's a lot of accounting language in there that made me Google the heck out of everything. Even if there was a comma there, I'm like, right. So what does this comma mean in accounting? And the good thing is there are websites that will teach you everything. And when I say everything, my dear Lord, do I mean everything? And we know that on the internet you can learn anything. None of the bedroom activities were taught to us by anyone. 90%, actually 100%, is coming out of the internet. So that's why I don't believe the whole idea of, the reason why I don't know this is because my parents didn't teach me. Okay, first of all, there are things your relatives can teach you without sending you into therapy. And there are things your relatives shouldn't teach you because it's just yikes. Now that we have that very disturbing picture of my description of, how you can self-teach yourself, how you can self-teach yourself. That's a lot of redundancy. How you can do your, how you can teach yourself a lot of things out of the internet. Now, what they looked at, how the entity is funded, and, there are obviously government subsidies is one of those things that's also emphasized. The government does come in and, that's actually the part that put a giant smile in my face, because the government has the largest numbers. Government subsidies fund the entity, and then some of the financing that of the entity comes out of donors. Some of it is donor funded, and this donor funded is now then split to local and then SADC, and it's like local donor funding is topping the chart. I'm like, yes! Nailing it. But at the, at the back of my head, I can't help but go, okay, now what's the catch? When it comes to funding, there's always a catch. Like I pointed out earlier, okay, guys, it's a very simple human thing to do.
to ask for, you know, a favor from someone you did a favor for is very human. Anyone that has gone chilling knows that. No, he's just buying me beer because he's a nice guy. Right, of course he is. Of course he is. Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Just so, because I don't have time to, you know, for any argument. Now, when it comes to donations to the... when it comes to this whole, donations, you have, local donations, for 2023 was 1.4 million, 2022 was, because the donations were basically, outlined or basically put up or recorded from 2020 to 2023. You have 1.4 million in 2020, 1.4 million in 2023. That's a local donation, and 1.1 million in 2022, 61 million in 2021. And this is something I found very interesting, because 2020 you have 121 million local donations. And, donation as source of income for the National Disaster Fund. In 2021, 61 million. There's somewhat of like a 50% decline. And then you are looking at what? Like, almost 100% decline from 61 million in donation in 2021 to, just a million in 1.1 million. And then they say, 400,000, more like increase from 2021 to 2023. 2022 to 2023, because you have 1.1 million in 2022 and 1.4 million in 2023. A moment, a quick break, and we'll continue on the other side. If you just tuned in, this is Home Run with Helmut and Dwight in absentia here on Eagle FM, your favorite duo this time of the day. Of course, we are your Drive Time show, keeping you up to date with what's going on in the world in SADC in Africa. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Welcome back. So, donations and their decline. And the same thing was actually observed in terms of foreign donations. They have 16 million in 2020, and all those all the figures are in Namibian dollars. I mean, it's a Namibian report, of course. There. Have 16 million in 2020, and for some reason, 2021 is blank. And okay. So that number declines from 16 million, 16, basically 17 million, because the full figure is 16,731,132. That's just a lot of numbers. So just be rounding off everything to the nearest whole number. So 2020, there's a 16 million donation from, coming out of, foreign donation, 16 million. And that's a fraction compared to the 121 million 2020 donation coming from local donors. And 2022, the foreign donations were 38 million. So that increased, interesting enough. And while there was a decline in local donation, there was an increase in foreign donation. And then that number crashed from 38 million in 2022, 39 million, from 39 million in 2022, because 38.8, so just make it 39 million in 2022 to 1 million in 2023. Am I missing something? The blank part of 2022 is not really explained as to what happened to our foreign donors in 2021? Was it a COVID-19 thing? Because everyone basically had to look in house and solve their own domestic problems, because COVID-19 did not discriminate. Developing or developed were all equally stricken. Of course, it was much easier to deal with if you're a developed country and you have a thriving pharmaceutical industry or research and development in universities, top-notch, so you can just, a doctor or few that have already been doing, maybe are looking at decades of research in, pathology? So, now, something that Africa is not very strong at. At least not strong in comparison to, large countries that does that on a very, very, very large scale, India, the US, in European countries, you have Russia. They're good at it. That's because they invest in it. As on the other hand, we are still going, we're just miracle out of it. Okay. Good luck. So, the establishment of National Disaster Fund is very simple to make sure that we have a plan. We have a plan in the event of a disaster. One of my favorite quotes coming out of movies is from the movie called Fireproof, where one of the characters said they had an argument with a friend, and he ended up responding, I don't know what he was asked, but he responded with fireproof doesn't mean the fire is not going to come. Fireproof means when the fire comes, you are ready for it. It's about preparation. Now, SADC is, SADC's original vulnerability assessment also, when it comes to established in 1999. Now, I would think they would have an established annual reporting template by now, but in the latest report coming out of the latest report I could put my hands on these guys was something they did jointly with the World Food Program, and is from 2017 to 2022. Now I still haven't actually looked into as this is something they started to be something to be ongoing, or it's just something that, a one time thing. But according to the report on the National Disaster Fund, SADC established the regional vulnerability assessment committee in 1999. With international corporations, hence the 2022 collabo with the World Food Program, which is a UN agency. So SADC established the Regional Vulnerability Assessment Committee in 1999 with international cooperating partners and other stakeholders. This committee has spearheaded a critical improvement in vulnerability assessment and food security at both a regional and country level. All right. We are going to have a little interruption in today's home run to basically announce the name of the lucky 500 Namibian dollars voucher winner from the ShopRite competition. Now, if you're one of those people that participated in the competition here at Eagle FM, where you have to WhatsApp your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave, and the competition came with a prize of $500 worth of a voucher. And the lucky winners, I have two lucky winners here, have been revealed. I have their names and numbers. So I'll just take a short break, and then I'll just contact you guys. Then please be reachable. So the competition was for you to the competition was open to any competition was open to everyone. So the question was, what is your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave? What is your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave? Pretty sure you all send in your different different answers, and cross your fingers and hope, and those that crossed, I'm hoping both their fingers and toes, I have two lucky winners here, so we'll get to them in a few, just after the break. Please do stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Thank you.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
All right, listeners, we have everything set here, so get ready to hear the two lucky winners of the 500 Namibian dollars worth of voucher, because, well, turns out they just nailed the competition. Someone is, or I have two names here, or people that will have, that are about to have an even more awesome, assuming that's a correct English word, but what the heck. Even more awesome long weekend, because they are the lucky winners of the competition. So enough yapping. So let's get to calling. Back to the break, because, well, I don't want to be, you know, yapping people's details on wildlife on air.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. Is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu mbali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu mbali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the first winner of our today's of our EU-Safe competition. Good afternoon, Ms. Mbaya. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Yes, we can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Yes.
All right. Just called you this wonderful afternoon to let you know that the competition you participated in, you are the one of the lucky winners.
Oh my god! Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Congratulations for your win. Now, could you kindly tell us where you are? Where you are talking to us from?
I'm currently in Windhoek.
You're currently in Windhoek?
Yes.
All right. How do you answer that question though? I'm just out of curiosity. What's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing about shopping at USAFE?
My favorite thing about shopping at USAFE, it's the low prices. And I like the fact that it's one of those places where you can stretch your money like a bit further, especially for everyday essentials. And normally we walk away with so many goods for a very low prices. I also like that it's usually quick and straightforward, no fancy layouts or distractions. We just grab what we need and then we go. It's really convenient, especially for students like me who are on a budget.
Especially for students. So you're looking at convenience and the ease of finding things because so the stacking is all student-friendly, the price is student-friendly.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Congratulations. Our staff will reach you if there's anything that we need from you. And we'll also... you will be contacted as to when and where to collect your prize.
Okay, sir, I'll be waiting. Thank you so much.
All right, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and have a good long weekend.
Thank you, likewise.
Yeah, thanks. And that was our first winner, and the first winner was Minsozi Mbeha, who was the first recipient of the $500 worth of voucher USAFE competition held here at Eagle FM. Now, the next one coming up, and we're only 9 minutes to the hour of five. So before we get back to, the usual home run, let's just take a quick break and then we'll reach out to the second recipient. Please hold your phones really close and make sure it's not on silence because this is the last recipient. Congratulations once again to Minsozi Mbeha. Coming up next, after the break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngendo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ngeza shake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to have to try that again after, I get instructions, further instructions on how to proceed, because from the look of things, my next recipient is phone is just ringing to voicemail. So, I'm just going to pass that information to the relevant authorities. At this point, I think I've mastered the political language. Pass that information to the relevant authorities, and I'll proceed as instructed as soon as they get back to me. And that will, that is guaranteed to take place, as soon as possible. Obviously, after, before the end of the show. So, let's get to the disaster. Let's get to the disaster fund. And now I have to reorient my whole, thinking capacity back to the topic, which is not something I'm good at. Very terrible at multitasking, but my job requires it, and my job buys the food, so I don't really have a lot of options. Now, let's get back to the disaster management. Okay, instruction before we get back to the disaster. Another instruction has just come in now. Okay. Quick break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otula evi tota njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa Nune udo otukwetira o special Ngeta shake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onora etatu imwe bali heali Nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kumberewa Nora etatu natu Bali o etatu watatu O mafelane Eagle FM The Eye
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
And ladies and gentlemen, 500 Namibian dollars is just waiting for one recipient, just one more recipient of the YouSave competition. What is your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave? So the competition was held, the winners were picked, but the winners have a problem picking up their phones. So, and here comes another recipient. Let's see if this one is going to pick up or just maybe the number is going through. For the love of God, please. It's 500 bucks of shopping at YouSave. Another recipient has just come in from the relevant authorities. I'll be with you shortly. Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. Stay tuned.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ngeta shake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa Nune udo otukwetira o special ngeta shake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM The Eye
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM.
And ladies and gentlemen, we finally have our final, no pun intended, recipient of the YouSave competition. Good afternoon, Miss Helena Aukongo.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
All good, all good. How is the weekend going?
So far, so good.
I know it's Friday, so do you mind telling us where you are talking to us from?
From Andangwa.
You are talking to us from Andangwa. Awesome. You recently participated in the YouSave competition about your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave.
Yes.
And congratulations, you're one of the just two lucky winners that will be walking away with a $500 worth of YouSave voucher this wonderful Friday.
Wow, thank you. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Thank you very much. Oh, believe me, I would be too. And I just want you to give us a brief description of what answer did you give? Some of us want to win next time. Like, what was your answer to what's your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave?
What I wrote is that about YouSave, it offers quality and cheap product.
Yeah.
Which make it to be the best shop ever.
Quality and price.
Yes, quality product and cheap price. Yes.
It's affordability.
Yes.
So wait, that's all you had to type and you won?
Yeah, that was all. But buying without sacrificing all what you have.
All right. Budget friendly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much thank you very much for participating. And Miss Helena Aukongo, congratulations on your prize.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You'll be contacted as to when and where to collect your prize. And we are not going to ask you for money. So if anyone calls you asking for money for you, in exchange for your prize, that's not us. Keep your phone close as you just did in anticipation of the competition you just participated into, and we will be contacting you in due course, and then give you further instructions on where and when to collect your prize.
All right,
thank you very much and have a good long weekend.
Thanks.
All right. Congratulations to Helena Aukongo and Minsozi. Let me just get their names right before I start butchering people's names. Minsozi Mbeha. Congratulations to you guys. You are the lucky winners of the YouSave YouSave competition held here at Eagle FM. And the question was simple. What is your favorite thing about shopping at YouSave? The competition was run. If you participated and you didn't go through well, don't give up. Spirit, no surrender. Spirit, no surrender. So that brings us to the end of that announcement of those two lucky ladies, those two lucky winners. Congratulations, guys, and have a good weekend now for the rest of you guys, for the rest of the listeners. Let's get back to Home Run. That's with the National Disaster Fund. On the other side of the last one we're going to take, because boy, did we take a whole lot of them.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoe tike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane Eagle FM.
And welcome back to Home Run. Let's get to the National Disaster Fund report coming out of the Office of the Auditor General. And let's just, I like the money part I like the money part because at this point, after looking at a lot of information since 2022 about a lot of organizations, I've come to learn that an organization's backbone is its finances. If it doesn't have any finances, and if it doesn't have any source of revenue, then you can just you can dream on. Good luck implementing whatever it is that your organization is set out to solve in society. Now, here's something. Now, when I thought of that, the first thing that came in my head is the biggest flaw about democracy is political parties. Now, political parties themselves, it's not a problem. It's the fact that, for the most part, political parties don't offer a service or sell a product to generate revenue. And ipso facto, heavily depends on donations. And no one donates $1 million and not come and ask for a favor in return. And there then lies a problem. As you can imagine, in countries like the U.S. where bribe has been rebranded as lobbying. Then you have confusion in politicians every time they find themselves in public office because your whole political party. You have to understand that you are in that position because of your political party, and your political party was given money by some international local organization with a whole lot of money and a lot of interest they want to venture into, but they just want access. Now, if you are in public office, you got there because of your political party, and of course you are going to obey what your political party, what your political party is telling you to, that's a very human thing to do. We often say, don't bite the finger that does what he. Thank you. Because political parties don't render a service or sell a product to help generate revenue for themselves, they are more often heavily reliant on what? Donations. And donations come with a lot of conditions, more often conflicting with public interest. So a lot of them find themselves with a public representative title, but in practicality, they are very heavily leaning in the directions of private interest representation. So, when I rise to power, because y'all are not laughing at my jokes enough, when I rise to power, to have a political party, that political party must have a source of revenue beside donations. Because if everything that if you are reliant on donations, you can easily be strong-armed or you can easily be manipulated or you can easily be bribed. Now, again, case in point, Zambia people. Zambia didn't take bribes. Nope. They were approached with a proposal last year and they were told, you have to sign here for us to give you what we have been giving you through PEPFAR, the medication that is needed by your people, especially those suffering from polio, HIV, and TB. Now, we have the medicine. We have the money to give you to buy the medicine. Actually, the most painful thing is they may as well just go ahead to say, we make the product. Even though we are giving you the money, we know that you are going to bring this money back to us for us to give you the product. Therefore, tell me something more pathetic than that. But that's the entire African continent. So the method is simple. We give you the medicine. You give us your resources. And Zambia was like, yeah, about that. Yeah, no. And they were like, okay, fine. Then we'll just watch your people suffer. I mean, we have the medicine. You can just come and knock at our door at any time. Now, they were given until the 30th of April. The due date was yesterday. Every inch of me is itching to find out, how the Zambian government basically, trying to navigate this very rocking boat at this point. It's one heck of a rocking boat. And Zambia is a huge population. Zambia is a huge population. And a huge population translates into a large, recipients of the much-needed HIV, TB, and polio meds. Zimbabwe, on the other hand, decided to, earlier this week, they announced that they are going to, they announced that they have, well, set a very good example of, well, processing things locally by processing the first ever lithium sulfate to be processed on the continent. And not everyone should compete to process lithium. Process what you have. Zambia is the, Zimbabwe is the biggest producer of lithium. So they processed the first lithium on the continent. Lithium phosphate, lithium into lithium phosphate. Lithium is the bunch of rocks. And the processing one is one that the major ingredient. It has a lot of industrial application, including the one that you and I all know, which is in lithium-ion batteries. If you didn't know the industrial application of lithium, and you're walking around with a phone, you need help, because your phone battery needs those rocks. Now, when you ship them in raw form, that processing, process is you shipping away jobs. If you process it at home, it creates employment. Of course, that whole thing basically, well, went continental, or if not global, really fast, because I also found, I also understand, was that Reuters that also wrote an article on that. One thing of course, that translates into, that brings up a lot of questions, like how is this local lithium processing plant doing in terms of local beneficiation in an ordinary Zimbabwean? As to how much of it is being shipped and to where, I really, well, broke all my nails trying to scour that information out of the internet, and I couldn't find it for some reason. Maybe I wasn't looking. If you found it, oh, well, congratulations. You're better at looking than, you're better at looking for this information than me. So, financing is everything for an organization. All plans that are made are going to require financing. If financing was not a problem, we'd all be driving fancy cars. The reason why we're not driving those fancy cars we have so duped as dream cars is because we don't have the money. So now we're just working on the plans to acquire the money so we can afford the car, the house, the lifestyle, the crash. Really? You're working hard because of your crash. I'm working hard because my crash is a Corvette. Yeah, nah. No. 1999 Supra. Modified. Yeah, that's ridiculously expensive. Thanks to Fast and Furious, everyone in my generation now is, every time they think about fast cars, they are either thinking, Supra or Skyline. And especially R34. Ooh, boy, oh boy. Now, let's get back to the report. Now, the point I'm making about, financing is that, that's the reason why I started with this, the National Disaster Fund. That's why, I decided to start with the financing part. How is this entity making its money? Well, clearly, some of the money comes from, government subsidies because, well, it's created in line with an act. And last time I checked, that's a public entity thing. So, government subsidies are, well, no surprises there. And then they have the donations. Now, on the public side of things, in terms of, because we just looked at how the organization is or how the entity is funded, how our national disaster is funded, you have donations coming out of local donors and foreign donors. And there seem to be a decline in this donation from 2020, 2021, 2022, which is a very sharp, a very steep decline, especially in local donations. The foreign one has a blank 2021 donation. I don't know, maybe, they didn't donate because of the COVID-19 pandemic, or, they donated and someone put the money in the pocket. But, well, we are not going to say what we can't prove. even if that happened. So now let's look at how is this entity making money in terms of, what are we doing ourselves in terms of, funding? So my favorite pages in the report are now page 3. Oh, yeah, starting from page 3. Page 3 is pointing out mostly about why I'm saying, you know, the possibility of swindling could be there. But then again, we're not going to point more on that because, well, when we'll be asked to prove it, we won't be able to because, well, that information, if it is out there, is not publicly available. You'd be an idiot to do something corrupt and then make the information available, but there's nothing, there is no corruption being pointed out here. Now, what's going on page 3? Yeah, now, point 7 and 8 goes as follows. The accounts, in terms of financial statement, obviously, you know, that had to be submitted, all the financial documents that had to be submitted by the, you know, by the National Disaster Fund to the Office of the Auditor General for them to compile this wonderful report. The accounts were submitted later than required by the accounting officer to the Auditor General on the 9th, and the requirement is that they're supposed to submit all the needed information to the Office of the Auditor General before, you know, 3 months, 3 months after the financial year. And then, you know, three months after the end of the financial year. They submitted, so the end of the financial year, so end of financial year, obviously, that ends in, the end of February. So the March, that's the beginning of a new financial year. So let's go with March. Let's start from, let's just be conservative and go with March, April, May, June. That's so they have to submit, they have to, by law, this particular one, this National Disaster Fund. And one thing I've come to learn is that every national fund, and we have gone through, you know, with the, fisheries observer fund, they have their own due date. The regional and local authority development fund, they have their own, they have different due dates in terms of when they have to submit their, you know, their documents to the Office of the Auditor General for the Office of the Auditor General to compile an awesome report like this one. Now, they have 3 months, and this report was, you know, so that means we are looking at March, April, May, June. This report was submitted in July, on the 9th of July, 2025. Actually, not this report. The reports were, you know, everything was by the National Disaster Fund. They submitted all the needed documents for the Office of the Auditor General to compile a report in July when they were supposed to do it within 3 months. That means they were supposed to do it before the end of June-ish. There. So late submission, and we have all done assignments. We know how that feels like. It turns out if you don't take care of it, you know, when you are with assignments, it spills over into your real life job. You start submitting, you know, financial statements late. Let's go through that again. The accounts were submitted later than required by the accounting officer to the Auditor General on the 9th of July 2025 instead of not less than 3 months after the end of each financial year in terms of Section 51, subsection 2A of the Disaster Risk Act of 2012. But they did, the Office of the Auditor General did look at this. It's not the worst they have seen. Because for those of you that are regular Home Run listeners, then you know that the Fisheries Observer Fund report, that was a catastrophe. That was an unmitigated disaster. That was just something else. But anyway, now on this one, after, as you can imagine, after they went through the reports like the Fisheries Observer Fund report, and they, you know, they started working on this one, they couldn't help but write, the cooperation and assistance by the management and staff of the National Disaster Fund during the audit is
appreciated. Very, very, very appreciated. And what was said about the regional and local authority development fund? Your administration is top notch. The problem with the implementation of your project, hi guys, especially Obabi Zemarinta, pull up your socks. Is kicking the heck out of you in terms of competition and the implementation aspect of things, but in the administrative part of things, you guys are just spot on. That's the regional and local authority development fund report. Now, the fisheries observer fund report. That was putting aside all the politically correct language, this is how I picture the Office of the Auditor General going. Like, look, guys, not only did you provide the conflicting information, but you also didn't provide enough information. I mean, for a bunch of guys that are trying to clear their name after the whole Fisher Road scandal, you're not doing very well. Thank God I don't know anyone that works for this entity, because I'm pretty sure they would not be sending me any e-wallet every time that I'm caught in a jam. Now, so, the financing, awesome, from donation. Now, what does the financing look like, coming out of the public sector? How are things going? Now, for that, we go to page 8 or 9? No, 9. Not 9, the German 9. Turns out, 9 is a very confusing the number 9 is a very confusing one in the German language. Well, it means no. I know I promised we're not gonna take a break, but kinda need one.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Father Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honore Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Vera Hetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Matatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour of 5. So let's look at how far are we doing in terms of funding locally from the public sector. Locally, we went through, the donations that are coming from locally, and the money is, hallelujah, going into that disaster fund. Now, the National Disaster Fund is now, in terms of public funding, is government subsidy. Government subsidy is murdering it. Donations in total 2020 was 138 million, 2022 61 million. That's over 50% decline, and 41 million in 2022. This overall donation, both obviously foreign and domestic, and 2023 down to 2 million from 41 million. So that's one heck of a drop from 138 million to 61 million, from 138 million in 2020 to 61 million in 2021. And then just a little bit of a drop from 61 million in 2021 to 41 million in 2020, make it 42 million in 2022. And from that, 2022 to 2023, hello, from 41 million to 2 million in donations. Now, the government subsidy, on the other hand, is wow. 300 million in 2020, 281 million in 2021, 133 million. You're looking at one heck of a decline. And there was a kind of,
you know, a little bit of an increase from 133 million in 2022 to 134 million in 2023. Well, the money is flowing in, both in a donation and in donations. Donations are split in two, foreign and domestic. And they have a list of their, they also have a list of their asset values and like, okay, so show off at this point, just showing off. But still, congratulations. And they, well, their expenses, oh boy, the guys can, well, go shopping, the more the money. When the money was a lot in 2020, they were expenses, their expenses was 484 million. And then it just kept dropping, and in 2023, it was just 164 million from 480. Well, you have got to shop with what you have, obviously. You can't go with the 400 million shopping, shopping list when the money you have is not enough. So the overall total income was just in millions. But we still got, that also, rice assistance from China. Disaster. Drought is a disaster, people. Yeah. Relief. Drought relief. The disaster. So we got shipments of rice from China. Not sure if that was also calculated in terms of value into this, but the world does. You know, like in terms of donation. Now. Well, other than the late submission, which is now going, okay, why late? Okay, well, like I pointed out earlier, we've all done assignments. Sometimes things happen, but well, try to stick within deadlines. So now. Then they now look at, basically go on to look at the disaster management thing straight up on a SADC level. Because, Namibia is part of SADC, and also Namibia is part of the AU. And all this, Namibia has its own, disaster management mechanisms, and its own disaster management mechanisms locally, and they have an overall SADC level disaster management mechanism. This is the SADC vulnerability assessment thing that SADC is supposed to be doing, and that's a program that, from the look of things, that was running from 2017 to 2022. Maybe that's the time when disasters stopped happening. But the vulnerability risk assessment. That's something that SADC initiated in 1999, according to the report. Now, on the 2022 SADC Food and Agriculture Organization Collabo, and is it a Swiss flag with a lot of Swiss, from the look of things, writing, very long words, and the Swiss flag, and Swiss, Red Cross is Swiss, last time I checked. This is what they had to say back in 2022, on their risk assessment on a SADC level. And Namibia is in SADC, so let's just wrap things up with that now, shall we? Before we just come back and draw the conclusion. Okay, that was uncalled for. Now, the Joint Evaluation of SADC Regional Vulnerability Assessment and Analysis Program 2017 to 2022 in terms of disaster. And we are a semi-arid country that have seen a fair share of drought striking us. So we are not, what's the correct English? We are privy to disaster. Now, this summary evaluation report represents the key finding and recommendations of joint final evaluation of phase three of Southern African Development Community SADC, SADC Regional Vulnerability and Analysis Report. Now, something that they found here is that first of all, preparation, not our strong suit, which is why last year, I think that was last year, the year before, when we talked about the SADC region trying to, implement a technological way of, of forecasting well, disaster, especially those ones that are attributed to climate change. And they did talk about, using technology. And unfortunately for us, AI is part of that technology. The problem is, the problem with the implementation of a lot of technological equipments is we don't have a lot of, we have a regulation problem. And this is something that is basically happening all across the African continent from the look of things, because, earlier this week when South Africa was, went viral in the world of tech for using AI to draft AI policy. So the whole thing did not go through the, really? We're paying you to conduct policies on AI, and you're using AI to policy itself. It's like asking a bunch of convicted felons, how long do you think you deserve to be here? Even a murderer will be like, me, 5 minutes. So 5 minutes later, okay, now I think I must be a free man. Goodbye. So in terms of implementing technological equipments or technological initiatives, let's just go with tools in terms of making our lives easier. They did also talk about, on a SADC level. Now, this is last year. They did talk about incorporating AI in legislative making, in making of laws. Now, seeing that South Africa itself has already gone viral for trying to use AI to draft AI policy, do we really want to allow our lawmakers to start using AI to draft all policies? Because as you can imagine, the policies will be going through just like that because of how fast out of parliament, it's going to be just like that because you'll be using AI. But the thing is, for a bill to be an act, it must be signed over by the, must be gone through and then assigned over by, the president. Basically, the executive branch must go through it. The attorney general is obviously your national legal advisor. He's going to have to go through it. So I feel like they're going to make a nightmare for the attorney general, because you just be throwing some of the bills straight in their face. Like, did you guys even read through this thing? Because there's now, even if it goes through with a lot of redundancies, it goes through and becomes an act. It's going to, first of all, it's going to create one heck of a disaster in terms of of dispensation of justice. That's one. The second one will be, the second one will be the way this whole separation of power works is simple. The parliament proposes the law. They don't make them. I know we like to use the word make. Technically, it's wrong. The executive branch makes the law. The parliament proposes, because they're just writing a bill, and it's only going to become a law when it's signed over, when it has the president's signature on. My fellow cabinet guys we have gone through this, and therefore, it must become a law. Now, when you look at it, parliament is just proposing a bill, and then just compiling a bill. Basically, they just compile a bill and then hand it to the executive branch, and the executive branch puts a signature on it, and then hands it to the judiciary, which are your courts. And at this point, is the legislative branch making the laws or the executive branch is making the laws? It's an excellent argument to make. If you give me yeast, sugar, salt, and flour, and I make fat cakes out of it, did you make the fat cakes or did I make the fat cakes? If you ask me, I made the fat cakes. You both think outside the box. Now, so the thing about technology is apply it on a large scale without the right legislations, it's going to create a disaster either for the legislative branch or for the executive branch, or worse, especially in terms of a lot of citizens being caught on the receiving end of an unchecked application in terms of legislative drafting of technology. The courts will have to apply these laws. You can imagine how busy lawyers will have to get in terms of challenging all the loopholes. And lawyers love the loopholes. And you know who is going to suffer the most? Like, you know which court is going to suffer the most? The Supreme Court. Because everything pertaining to legislative faulty is their mandate. The Supreme Court will be like, the High Court will be like, according to this and this and this and this law, this is our ruling. And the lawyer will be like, not really. This law is conflicting with this and this and this and this piece of legislation. You know what that leads to? Okay, you know what? This court goes to straight to the Supreme Court. Un momento, Pajel. Pajel stars, if you play. Okay, obsessed with language at this point. Quick break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, and we continue. So in the assessment that was run by the regional, ASADIC's regional vulnerability assessment from 2017 to 2021 in terms of vulnerability to, well, as you can imagine, among other things, disaster. So the key finding, two major key findings here. Yeah. So glad they streamlined it. And when I say streamlined, I mean like almost 3 pages of streamlining. Now, the RVAA, that is your regional vulnerability assessment. Now the progress is responding to MS, which is member states' needs, policies and priorities. Policies very central to it. The good thing about us is, in terms of policy, as it relates to disaster management or response, can manage disaster, can only respond to it. Mother Nature does the managing. We already have the legislations in place. So maybe it needs revamping here and there, but until you find out what needs revamping, let's just assume it's a okie dokie until it's challenged, at least. Now, strengthening, one of the things that they basically decided to do, or what they need after they went through all the analysis, what is needed in the region in terms of disaster response, is strengthen the technical capacity of vulnerability assessment committees. Because, tell me why is this from World 2022? Strengthening the technical capacity. What does that mean? Well, you need skilled individuals, and those skilled individuals, no matter how skilled they are, they need the right equipment. And we are back to what? Infrastructure and skills. I swear, I'll never get away from those ones. RVAA, their program is responding to member states' needs, policies, and priorities. The needs and priorities focus on two areas. One, strengthening the technical capacity of vulnerability assessment committees to effectively broaden and integrate complex and emerging issues into the vulnerability assessment, including chronic vulnerabilities, poverty and resilience, as well as increasing the technical rigor, and improve the quality of information produced. Which is not rocket science. If you don't have the right skills and you don't have the right equipments, the information that's going to come out of it, it's not going to be the right information. Now, on that, I have one very interesting and disturbing. One of the stories that's trending in the tech world is how the US and Israel have perfected softwares to the point where there's a type of software that has been that is alleged to have been used to try and confuse research equipments. Let me just use those terms. Turns out there are software now in the world of tech that can be used to confuse your research equipments. And those ones are very important in the world of intelligence for one word, sabotage. So take, for example, you are Israel or the U.S., and you don't want Iran to develop, to enrich their uranium to the point of building a nuclear weapon. Now, whether or not they are doing that, whatever this, side of the debate you belong to, I don't care. Now, the thing is, you are U.S. and Israel. Now, for your own very, selfless, or at this point, let's face it, selfish reasons, you don't want the person that you've been provoking to build weapons like the ones you have. Now, you build a piece of software that you can then inject in their equipment so that those equipments can keep giving, can generate false reports, or more like false results when experiments are done. Now, I don't know anything about tech. Now, if that is true, can you imagine how difficult it is going to be to conduct research from now moving forward thanks to technology? Because every researcher will be second guessing all the results they will be getting from their equipment. So research and development have just become even more expensive. Now, so the first one is strengthening the technical capacity. The second one is contributing to the institutionalization of the Regional Vulnerability Assessment Committee. Okay. And to the capacity to integrate vulnerability assessment tools and approaches for national planning process and program response. So this is we're talking about information sharing here for the most part. That's now that must happen on a regional level. And that's the very same way that, there's a regional program of disaster response, but there must be a national one for each and individual country. That's just on static level. That means, well, because the African Union is basically, the African Union is the intergovernmental organization that brings all the African countries together, they must have their own desired, you know, like an AU level disaster response initiative. You know what's the most painful thing about saying that? Because whether you are conducting this on a regional level, on a national level, or an continental level, it all boils down to one thing. One thing all projects have in common, whether you are conducting it on a national, regional, or continental level, is that they all require funding. They all require funding. And last time I checked, yeah. It's fairly easy to talk about that on an AU level because, on a national level, as Namibia, because, we've been through the funding. We went through, you know, the donations and government subsidies from 2021 all the way to 2023. It looks fairly well. And that's not the word that I came up with. I borrowed the fairly, you know, the fair word. In description, you know, in describing the report, or more like the performance as in terms of financial, you know, well-being of the National Disaster Fund. The fair word is coming out of the report. That means the fair word as a description of what's going on at the National Disaster with the National Disaster Fund is coming out of the Office of the Auditor General, not yours truly here. Well, you are not doing good, but you are not doing bad either. Because believe me, we have been through the fisheries observer. We have seen bad. Now that's coming from me, not the. At a policy level, the program is in line with the regional policies, including the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program. This was done with, this is SADC. And the UN, basically, the UN agency, that's Food and Agriculture Organization. So it's bound to have some international in scope in terms of reference. And you have a regional agricultural policy. Oh. SADC Food and Nutrition Security Strategy. Now, that is something I never thought was a thing. It turns out it is. And one was basically running in between, from 2020, from 2015 all the way to 2025. And I have to look into making a show out of that. So, you have compartmentalized power structure here, even in terms of disaster response. You have, an AU-level disaster response, you have a SADC-level disaster response, you have a Namibia-level disaster response, and two things all need to operate is one, legislation, two, money. Okay, let's start with money. Money and then legislation, legislation. Because you can have the strongest legislation if you are broke. Good luck applying it. To what? Because whatever you are going to implement, someone will have to do it. He's going to do it for free. I know I won't. So, money-wise, I'm just curious to, I want to see how, like, how are we doing right now? Like, from 2024, 25, and 26, Please produce another report from 2020 in terms of funding, because funding is all I'm interested in. In terms of funding, how are things going? Because there was a very steep decline in both donations and the government subsidies to the National Disaster Fund. And this is from 2020 to 2023. And now 2020, 2022, we all know that the global economy was not doing very well, 2020, 2021. And just then, a better half of 2022. So if the donations looked that fairly awesome, and government subsidies also looked that fairly awesome, now you all just had to throw the word fair in this report. Now I'm abusing it. I'm just interested to see how the funding, both in donation and government subsidy, how it performed after the COVID-19 pandemic. You see, there was a steep decline from 2020 and a little bit of a pick up from 2022-2023. Even though it was just, you know, $100,000, $2 million in terms of increment. It would be interesting to see, Now I'm looking forward to the next report. This is just going to see, in comparison to this one, how are we performing so far? Are we ready for disaster, or are we still going to be asking China for shipments of rice? Well, if you ask me, well, just ship it. It shows up, I'm going to eat it. We're still going to take a break and a live read, and we conclude on the other side. Home run with Helmut and Dwight in absentia on Eagle FM, your drive time show. Please to stay tuned. And please drive safe. Long weekend. Yes. Weekend. It's family time. It's family time. And family time, you know, we don't mean the family members in the afterlife. No. Even, you know, family time with these ones here. So drive in a way that you'll spend time with the family members here, not in a way that you'll end up spending time with the family members up yonder.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM, the eye. Welcome back. Now it's a Velvicha University time that I'm talking about a live read. We are not, it's not a show called Velvicha University, but also let's dive in. Velvicha University 2026 July applications are now open. Faculty of Health Sciences, a postgraduate diploma in community health nursing level 8. Admission requirements: have a recognized nursing qualification at NQF level 7 or higher from any recognized higher learning institutions. Must be a registered nurse/midwife with a nursing council at Nursing Council of Namibia, HPCNA. Must have a minimum of 2 years working experience as a nurse/midwife in any health facility. And must write a short essay describing the motivation for pursuing postgraduate diploma in community health nursing. Qualification, duration, 1 year. Mode of delivery, full-time. For more information, please call 081-403-6406. 081-403-6406. Velvicha University, where everyone is an achiever.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ripura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe fai.
Welcome back. Have hands full here, and now that we only have 3 minutes to go, the money part of the National Disaster Fund is doing fairly well. The message I seem to, words of encouragement coming out of the office of the Auditor General is just on the deadline part. Please bear in mind, 3 months before, 3 months after the end of a financial year. That means for the 2024-2025 financial year, which, is it 2024-2025 or 2025-2026? Yeah, 2025-2026 financial year. We are in May, so you guys should have submitted all the, information that's required for another report, and I'm looking forward to one because I just want to see like how much we performed in terms of funding for both for from a government subsidy level, because the NACT is there in the creation of the entity there, and just want to see how are we ready to deal with a disaster yet, and if we are not, so I can start having my own plan B. So National Disaster Fund, in terms of funding, doing very cool, but also that that also brings us to the end of our show for today. But National Disaster Fund established in line with the Disaster Risk Management Act of 2012. Disaster Risk Management Act of 2012. Upside donation subsidy is going so fair. The submission of all the necessary documents by the entity to the Auditor General for reporting is going so fair. So in the next report, please, you guys must do excellent this time. Now, so far, all the reports out of the Auditor General's office, like these ones that we have gone through, in terms of administration, the guys at the regional and local authority development fund, administration, those guys are beating the heck out of other funds. Implementation, fair, but administration, top-notch. Now, the administration part of the National Disaster Fund, fair. Fisheries Observer Fund, you guys must pull up your socks for the next report, please. Make it somewhat different. But, 6 o'clock on the dot, if you are going to miss out submitting some of the information, at least record the information you submitted correctly. Guys, come on. You can do better. Not the National Disaster Fund, of course. That's for the Fisheries Observer Fund. Turns out they're not observing our fish very well. So 6 o'clock on the dot. So that brings us to the end of Home Run for today. Until Monday, same time, same place. I know it's a long weekend. A lot of you guys won't be back to the office, back in the office until Tuesday. But I'm here on Sunday and I'm here on Monday. And speaking of which, I need to go out and live a little. This is the part about, when you do what you are obsessed with, you don't look at it as work. Even if I was to take a 2 weeks leave, I'll still be going through, I'll be going through I've been going through, my social media because I have a lot of, local and international media subscriptions. Every time I come across an awesome story, I'll be like, man, I wish I was in the studio. And the thing is, you have to rest, right? And also, it helps if you don't have a life outside your house. So, 2 minutes into business and economic segment. Speaking of which, that's now about time we transition from our home run to business and economic segment. So, for me, until Sunday when I'm playing comedian and DJ all at the same time, I like my Sunday shows. And for home run, that's until Monday. You all have a good long weekend. And just reference on the word good long weekend. Drive safe. The roads seem to be cursed at this point because I've seen pictures that are keeping me up at night and also making me scared to travel. But that's not why I'm scared to travel. I have a lot of vacation plans, but every time I make the plans, my bank account bursts into laughter. Like, yeah, right. So what other fantasies do you have? Let's not get into that. But be safe and be kind. And have a good long weekend.